بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد We were discussing those aspects that will create nur or light on the day of Qiyamah, recapping those that we had discussed yesterday and then continuing. One was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke about that person that performs, looks after, establishes the five times salah. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that that person that attends the masjid during the hours of darkness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create for him a nur on the day of Qiyamah. The recitation of Surah Al-Kahf on a Friday, the nur will be from that person up to the sky or from that person up to the Baytullah. And then reading one verse of the Qur'an Kareem, that is also a source of nur. So obviously if a person recites and makes tilawat of more Qur'an, that will be increased by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is what we discussed yesterday. Today, continuing the discussion, one aspect that brings nur, especially on the pul sirat, on that bridge that is over the fire of Jahannam, will be sending salawat or durood upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So added over the other virtues that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us, this is one additional virtue. That one we know is 10 sins are forgiven, 10 blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala befalls a person is raised 10 ranks closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this is in addition to all the other virtues that our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has showed us. Thereafter, a haji completes his hajj. And after he has completed his hajj, we know that that haji will have his hair shaved off. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when he shaves his hair off, coming out of ihram, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make that a source of nur for that person on the day of Qiyamah. So there again we find, in addition to all the other virtues that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about, this is an additional virtue that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has added. And then the haji stones, jamarat, and the stoning of the jamarat itself is a source of nur on the day of Qiyamah. So again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala looks at these deeds and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants upon these deeds that nur on the day of Qiyamah. A person whose hair turns grey in Islam. That is, somebody was either born in Islam and he remained firm in Islam, or somebody then reverted to Islam in young age, and then that hair of that person begins to turn grey, that becomes a source of nur on the day of Qiyamah. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also spoke in the hadith of a person that shoots even one arrow in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is this, that a person participates going out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then he shoots one arrow. For that one arrow, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will create nur. So perhaps we may feel that we don't have those opportunities. So at least we make niyat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala take us out also in his path. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keep us steadfast in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then we find in the hadith a person that goes out in the marketplace. And in the marketplace he remembers Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That will be a source of nur for that individual. Now, one important aspect with this is that when a person is in the marketplace, generally the indulgence is of material things. Generally, we are trying to buy commodities either for our personal use, or we are going out into the marketplace because we want to buy commodities for resale, for business purposes. There's the thought of expansion, there's the thought of opportunities, and all this is material expansion, material opportunities. But there, a person remembers Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes a source of nur for that individual on the day of Qiyamah. And then we find that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about that person who alleviates a calamity that has befallen a Muslim. Some Muslim, brother, sister, elder, young one, whoever it may be, is in some form of difficulty. And we alleviate that difficulty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create two compartments of light for him at the Sirat, and this light will brighten up the entire world. And in the end of that hadith, also very important, is only Allah knows how bright that light will be. So many a times we find people in difficulty, just to alleviate that calamity, that difficulty for that person becomes a source of light. And more particularly in this hadith, the mention is made of the light of the Sirat. And we know that Sirat, what we will call the pul Sirat, is over the fire of Jahannam. It is darkness upon darkness. And at that time, a person needs light. And hence, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has showed us these deeds. Now, one last aspect that we will discuss is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Iyakum wa dhulm. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has told us to keep away from dhulm. Dhulm, oppression, and even transgression, violation of the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every form, we should keep away from dhulm. Why? Because dhulm in itself is the dhulamat. It forms many darknesses on the day of Qiyamah. So in order to have light, we have to eliminate the darkness. In this world, when there's darkness, we switch the light on, and then the darkness disappears. But on the day of Qiyamah, to gain the light, we have to eliminate the darkness. And hence, one form of darkness is the hadith speaks about the dhulam, the transgression, the oppression, unnecessarily putting pressure upon people, etc. That will create the darknesses. So we try to eliminate that. And inshallah, with the other amal, with the other deeds that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had showed us, it will become a form of light or a source of light on the day of Qiyamah or at the Pul Sirat. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about this light in this ayah of the Quran Sharif, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that there is definitely that light, that illumination, or that nur that will appear. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.